You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, the story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations, framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to an on-location edition of The Mark White Show as I come to you from Coronation Custom Clothing and Alterations, located at 402 West Forest Street. My wife, April, has Coronation, and she would love to do your alterations work for you. Right now, we have with us Allison Neely. She is an aunt to Whitley.
I am.
Whitley is Whitwit to you, right?
She is my Whitwit.
And you mentioned Autumn and Corey.
Those that is are her parents, Whit, yes.
Whit's parents.
It is.
Let's talk about the situation with Whitwit today.
Okay. So Whitwit is 19 months old. She's basically for her... early lifetime, she's just been sick the whole time. Couldn't figure it out. It was chalked up to be maybe asthma, maybe a little bit of a lung deformity. So we've been to doctors. Finally, somebody said, you know, we've got some low iron. Let's go to St. Jude. She went to St. Jude for an iron infusion, and they heard her. She's kind of got a crackly breathing. It kind of sounds like she needs to cough something up. And they said, let's go ahead and get a chest x-ray right then. That chest x-ray revealed a tumor in her chest. That tumor is sitting on her T5 spine. It is connecting from her spine to her chest. And so St. Jude's got the ball rolling, did some other scans and stuff that day, and that landed her in Memphis. Memphis did some other testing and things, put her under. We had a bone marrow biopsy and aspiration. That came back that, thank the Lord, there is no C word, ugly C word in her bones. After that, they went on and biopsied her little friend that's hanging out in her chest. And that did come back yesterday as malignant. She has got a neuroblastoma tumor, which is cancer. She will go Thursday, and they will play support, and she'll have her first round of chemo. So we're just praying for no side effects, no pain, things of that nature. She is witty. She is so silly. She is so goofy, and just girly. Minnie Mouse babies, and she's just easy to love. She is all girl, just sweet, just a sweet girl.
What's the support system like that you've witnessed from family and friends?
We did not realize what an outpouring of love our community had until this gone on. We knew that we were from an awesome community. We knew that we had people there, but the outpouring of love and support that they've had through this is, it's a miracle. It's amazing to see.
And you have different efforts now that you're trying to help the family.
We do.
Because people, when they travel to St. Jude and these other children's hospitals, it costs money for them to be able to stay those places and eat and take care of their own expenses at home, too.
Yes, so St. Jude is actually housing them right now. It's free for them. Right now, they're in one that was for up to 7 days. Tomorrow will be 14 days that they're there. So depending on if her tumor is high risk or, you know, what they plan on doing, we're not sure yet. They will either send them home so we could be treated in Huntsville, or she'll still be treated there if it is high risk. So they will move them to different housing. So that's just a blessing that they're not having to pay for that right now. They are feeding them so many times a day, but that's just not what everybody loves. So that's a blessing there. But there's just other things that they're going to need while they're there. Toiletries, you know, going out to places, things like that. So other than your prayers, we really appreciate those. We need those. There is a GoFundMe set up. You can look it up. It's under Whitley's Journey on GoFundMe. I've set that up, and all of that goes straight to Autumn. I never see it. Nobody sees it but Autumn. But other than that, because neuroblastoma is not something a lot of people know about. I didn't know about it until this. Our family didn't know about it. That's just not a common thing you hear every day. So we have set up a account with Bonfire. It's a fundraising company for t-shirts, and there are a couple different options of t-shirts. They range from like $22 to $35 t-shirts, sweatshirts, all kind of crew necks, all different things. And if you would like to buy one of those to raise awareness for what a neuroblastoma is, and all of those proceeds will also go to them.
The family, does Whit have siblings?
She does. So she has a 9-year-old sister, Caroline, and she has a 3-year-old brother, Wesson, who is Wesson. He's got autism, and we love him.
What's their level of understanding of what's happening to Whit right now?
Caroline knows. This is not something that she's ever really heard of before. So she's kind of having a hard time. She's a lot of help with the kids. They love her, and she, you know, she plays with them to kind of keep their mind off for the little one. So she understands, but she has had a hard time being away from her mama because that's her mama.
Right.
Wesson depends on Autumn solely for everything. And he's done great so far. Daddy came home this weekend, and he's been pretty attached. But like I said, he's got to be missing her. And it's been a little hard on them.
How about jobs? Are they working with them?
So Autumn stays home with her kids, especially for Wesson. You know, Whitley's been sick for most of her life, so she's home with them. She's been home since Caroline was a baby. Corey is a small business owner. Corey and his brother own Tennessee Valley Heat and Air Conditioning Services here in Athens. And they're still trying to run a business, but Corey is obviously having to be absent to be with his baby.
Right.
So that can be hard as well.
It can be tough, and that's where listeners can support the family and help alleviate some of the financial difficulties that come along with this.
Yes.
Now, your role as an aunt, I know that you want to see Whit get better.
Yes.
And you want St. Jude to do everything they possibly can to help.
Absolutely.
This happened.
Bring her home healthy.
Does family get to go see Whit while she's there? Do they still have pretty strong restrictions?
So there's pretty strong restrictions. You do have to be vaccinated or, you know, start that process. Autumn and Corey had to start that process. No, we've not been able to go. We have that, but just it's not really easy. You can't just walk in. Now, we do plan if she's going to be there any longer, we will be visiting weekly or so, however we can. We're actually going to try to head up tomorrow to visit her before her big day Thursday, getting her port placed and stuff, and spend a little time with her and love on her. But other than that, we've not been able to visit much, no.
I understand. Now, faith, does this play a part in Whit's recovery? Yes. I noticed you mentioned several times, you know, about faith and prayer and asking for prayers.
We have solely depended on that. We have had people rally around us and pray for us, people that we don't know from other states. I've had people reach out that are complete strangers. Hey, I prayed for you this morning. Hey, I prayed for Whitley this morning. And it just means so much.
And we have Autumn on the phone, correct?
I've got Autumn. Yes, she is on FaceTime, so she is watching me.
Let's see if we can bring the phone to the microphone and see if that'll work where Autumn can speak to us.
Okay. I think her phone's unmuted. Let me cut mine up.
Okay.
Okay, here she is.
Hey, Autumn.
Hey.
How are you doing today?
We're good. It's cold and icy over here.
Oh, no. I knew that there were locations just north of us that were going to have to deal with the ice, and I guess Memphis is one of those places.
Oh, yeah. Looking out our window, all the trees around us are full of icicles.
How are things going for you and Corey right now as you take care of Whit at St. Jude?
They're good. I think at this point we take, you know, everything day to day, and it's, you know, there's good days and bad days, and I tell everybody all the time, I'm like, look, I'm running on, like, 99% Jesus right now, okay?
Right.
And that's every day.
And that was something we just talked about, was faith, where how that played a part in Whit's recovery. And I know you all are people of faith, and that prayers are being offered right now, I know, through a lot of people who care about your family.
Oh, yes. I tell people, I'm like, you know, you don't realize, like, how many people are really, like, supportive and how many people are really like on your side and in your corner until something happens. And it's like, I tell everybody, they're like, what do you need? What can I do? And I'm like, I need you to pray for my baby. That is a need for me.
Well, I know the prayers are going up, and a lot of people through the Mark White Show are praying for your family as well. And Autumn, I'm glad that you could share just a couple of minutes with us about Whit and your family. And Allison, if you'll stick with me, we'll go into another segment. This segment will be a call to action. What we're going to do is we're going to share again all the different ways that people can contribute, how they can help, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Folks, I hope you'll stick with us too as we talk about this very special little girl, Whit, on The Mark White Show. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I am your host, Mark White.
We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, The Story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore, Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show, coming to you from Coronation Custom Clothing and Alterations. I have with me Allison Deedley with me. Allison, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me.
It's so important that not only listeners of this show today, right now, but people who will hear the show eventually through them sharing with their family, friends, and neighbors know what the need is for WitWit right now. Yes. And how they can help.
Yes. So the biggest thing right now is just your prayers. We just need her healthy. We need our girl back home with us playing. We just need her healthy.
And you've got fundraisers set up. I know you mentioned Bonfire.
We do. We have a fundraiser set up through the website Bonfire. There are two different types of t-shirts. We have one that says Blasting Out Neuroblastoma with WitWit. That's a big one because we are going to blast this sucker out. And we have another one that says Jesus Loves the Little Children. It's kind of colorful because she is just a bright little girl. And it just reminds us of her. So there's that one. So most of those proceeds will go to them. Not 100% because most goes to the family, but that they will send that right over to them. We do have a GoFundMe set up also. All of that goes straight to them for their needs, their gas, anything they may need while they're there, toiletries, groceries, things of that nature that aren't provided.
The GoFundMe is very important because a lot of people use GoFundMe and like to support efforts in that way. Absolutely. Through GoFundMe. How is the GoFundMe done so far?
It has done good. So the first day, I think I may have had a $500 goal. And within 2 hours, it hit $1,500. Just the outpouring of love and word of mouth got them there. So I raised the goal a couple of times, and I finally just left it alone. I think it's sitting at like $4,500 now. I've got a goal set for $5,500. Just for them in case, if there's something they need there, I don't want them to be like, we can't get that. You know, there's no problem with it, but I just want them to have what they need while they're there.
You're talking to a lot of listeners right now. What is your message to them about WitWit and supporting this family, Autumn and Corey and the children?
We just thank you for it. We covet your prayers. That's that. And we just love our community. We didn't realize how many people we had. We didn't realize the people who have been through this and could share their message with us to make it a little easier. There is some light at the end of the tunnel. And we just want there to be awareness for these neuroblastomas. I feel like that's not something that's mentioned a lot. They are something that you don't hear of a lot. So hopefully by sharing her story, you know, we can push for advocacy for things like that. This was missed by several specialists, a pulmonologist, a pediatrician, ER doctors missed this. So this is something, advocate for your baby. Get them what they need.
Is Autumn still with us?
Autumn's with us.
Let's bring her back on. I have a quick question, because I know in this world, this day and age, where there's so much technology to connect people, there are groups out there for neuroblastomas.
Absolutely.
I've had parents on the show before, caretakers on the show before, to share about neuroblastoma and what their young person was going through. So how have you been able to connect with families, Autumn, that are also facing neuroblastoma?
Through Facebook mostly. There's been people, you know, the posts have been shared. I mean, I can't even explain. I think I looked at one post and it had like over 200 and something shares, and I've had messages pouring in from New Jersey and Idaho and Utah, and it's people that, you know, their children have had neuroblastomas, or a neuroblastoma comes in like a family of solid tumors.
Right.
There's some that are, you know, it goes from benign tumors to all the way to neuroblastoma, which is at the top of the pyramid. And I've talked to people that are everywhere in between, and it's really opened my eyes to something that, you know, you never think, well, my child is going to have cancer. You know, like, you see it happening on TV, you see it happen to people around you, and then all of a sudden, it's you, and you're there, and the outpouring of people that are like, if you just need to call me, call me. If you just need to call and cry, I'll sit and just listen. And it has really humbled me and showed me that there are so many people out there that are going through and have been through and walked in the steps that I'm taking now. And me and Corey are just so blessed at the people that have just, the ones that are like, you know, just call me and I'll listen. I've been there. Sometimes it helps to talk to someone who has been there and walked a mile in those shoes already.
Absolutely. And one of the things I was telling Allison, we have a lot of people listening to the Mark White Show, and it's your opportunity to share about your family, but to reach out and say, this is what's going on with us. What is your message to listeners today?
My big thing is, you know, I advocate for my children's health. I urge you, if there's any part of anyone that thinks that you may have, you know, second questions about things that you hear at your doctor's office, it is okay to ask for a second opinion. You will learn that. I'm thankful and blessed that we found what we found when we did. The best thing for us is to pray for us. Keep us in your prayers. You know, don't take your days for granted, because I'm counting the hairs on my kids' heads tonight.
Right. What a blessing children are. And I'm so thankful that Whit has parents like you and Corey that are so concerned about their health and not afraid of getting that second opinion or going and finding out and digging even deeper to find out what the problem is.
Absolutely. We weren't supposed to have another baby. We had a terrible pregnancy with our son, and it almost killed me having him. And so my doctor told me, he was like, you know, you may not survive another pregnancy. You don't need to have another baby. And we didn't plan to. And then God provided and surprised us. And now it's like, we didn't come this far for nothing.
Right, exactly. And we're going to try to support your family however we can, Autumn. And I appreciate Allison being here to support in person so that she could do this interview and share with listeners what you all need right now.
Yes, me too. She's the best GG around.
They are my babies.
Oh, I love it. I love that.
GG, but they can't have mom.
There are seven of them, and she is number five.
Oh, wow. Yes. That is great. Well, I'm so thankful for all of you. And I know that Whit has a great support system, and that's wonderful for her. And she doesn't even realize it. As she gets older, she'll start to understand how big a deal this was and all the people who came to your family's aid.
Yes.
So, Allison, once again, we want people to go to GoFundMe.com and search Whitley's Journey.
Yes.
To support the effort. That's without an apostrophe, Whitley's Journey, organized by yourself, Allison Neely.
Yes.
And then the bonfire, how can they go to find the t-shirts?
So there is a link on my Facebook. I've made it public. If you look me up, it's Allison Neely. Scroll down a little bit. There are two different links, or you can, I think you can just go to the bonfire website and type in maybe Whitley's name, neuroblastoma, and it should pop up. But if there's anybody that has any questions, you're more than welcome to reach out to me, and I can help as I can.
Excellent. Allison Neely, A-L-L-Y-S-O-N, Neely, N-E-E-L-E-Y, if you look her up on Facebook to find the bonfire to order a t-shirt. Allison, it's been a real pleasure to have you here
Thank
on the show.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having Autumn connected to us so she could well, be part of the conversation.
Thank you.
Too.
I'm glad she was here.
It worked out perfect.
Yes, it did.
Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired, and I hope that you'll take the next step by sharing this show with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to an on-location edition of the Mark White Show at Coronation Custom Clothing and Alterations in Athens, Alabama. And this is Mark White, encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month, where the eye captures the moment and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out alabamathebeautifulmagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
With over 19 vitamins and minerals, pecans are a nutritional powerhouse. And just like with any produce, you want the freshest pecans possible for all that nutritional goodness. Shop with the Alabama Pecan Company for the best quality in raw pecans, pressed pecan oil, fresh pecan butter, and so many delicious snacks. Give your 2023 a healthy and tasty start by shopping with the Alabama Pecan Company. Shop online at alabamapecanco.com or stop and visit them in their Mercantile and Cafe located on Highway 87 South in Sampson, Alabama. That's the Alabama Pecan Company.
These are my kind of people.